As I said before, appreciate everybody who's come this way. And you know, you ladies, I guess probably know what I'm talking about more than anybody, but whenever it comes evening time, the day is done, the night settling in, and you begin to think what we're having for supper. Nobody knows better than you what your family needs for supper. And that's been on my mind a whole lot lately. Lord, what will I give the people to eat? What will I give the church to prepare them to be full?
Yeah, bless the Lord.
I'm telling you, it's a hard decision to make. Speaking spiritually, what am I going to preach? What am I going to give to you that you can make it another week? We have made it for the last 2 or 3 weeks and come back to the house of God that we might be filled and go out and we might labor. And let's just come together, loosen up, and in the house of the Lord. I'm going somewhere this morning. I ain't never been. I'm going in some scripture that I don't know if I've ever read much. We're going to look and try to read. There's some words in here that I can't pronounce. And I already know that. This set of words the Lord said to God, and I ain't got no more sense to go there.
Bless the Lord.
In the 4th chapter of 2 Kings. 4th chapter of 2 Kings. And the 38th verse. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said unto his servant, set on the great pot and seek pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the fields and gathered herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourd, his lap full, and came and spread them into the pot of pottage, for they knowed them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they might eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from, I can't pronounce that word, Belshazzar or something like that, and brought the man of God bread from the first fruit, 20 loaves of barley, and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they might eat. And his servant said, what shall I set this before 100 men? He said again, give the people that they might eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. Now, as I looked at this scripture, and I thought about how that he said to his servant, he said, set on the great pot that the son I might eat. And now one went out into the field, had gathered, he found a wild vine. I got to thinking about that wild vine. You know, today, if I set before you the straight word of God, Jesus said, I am the true vine. Amen. And in me, if you will eat, and it will be all right. There'll be no harm in the pod I will give to you today. But there was one, brother, that went out into the field. And he began, he found a wild vine. He began to gather. The Bible said, gourds. And he shred them into the pod. What are you saying, brother? When you leave this place, then have eat from the true word of God. You can't go out and mix it with the wiles of the devil and be pleasing and unto the Lord. Listen today, there is danger mixing up the pottage of the devil and the pottage of the Lord. It don't work. The Bible said, Jesus said, that there's life in the true vine. Brother, listen, there is death in the wild vine of the devil. They're running wild. Listen, and he come and he said, bring some meal.
Yeah.
And they purified it.
Yeah.
What are you saying, preacher? When we go astray, we have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we have eaten from the table of the Lord, and we begin to mix it with the wiles of the devil. Listen, come to the true vine, and he will cleanse your soul, and he'll make it all right. There will be no harm in your soul. Oh, listen. I'm so glad that I'm eat of the true vine. I said, I am of the true vine. I sow upon the authority of the Lord's word today. I will do my best to feed you the body from the true vine. Listen, and the Bible said there was a man that come and brought 20 barley loaves. Listen, and he said, set them down and feed them. Listen, and it was from the first fruit. I'm glad today I can feed you the true word of God from the first fruit. And the first fruit died on Calvary. And we might go free.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Listen. Oh, he said, everything is set down. And he had a corn in the husk. And he had the fruit from the pure vine. But now reminded me whenever he saw a great multitude of people. And he said, set them down. And had two little fishes. Listen, and some loaves. And he set them down. And he fed 5,000 men. Besides the men and women. I'm here to tell you today, that we can take maybe 2-3 verses of the scripture from the true vine, from the first fruit, and we can feed a multitude of people if they would hear the word of God.
That's right.
If they would read from the word of God, I can feed it to you.
Yeah. Right.
If it never yet may come to your ears, but if it don't go to your heart, and you don't do something about it, listen, you're still eating from a wild vine.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
This man had a lap full.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
But he began to feed him. He said, give it to him. The servant said, oh Lord, I this little pod down to 100 men. He said, I said unto you, feed them. Listen, the Lord said, they will be enough for everybody. I say to you today, there'll be enough for everybody.
It is.
If we'll take it for at least.
That's right.
I like to feed the people when they eat. You ladies, whenever you labor and you toil and you fix a supper from your family, it makes you feel good when they all gather around and eat and they brag on the food. Listen, it makes you feel good, don't it?
Mm,
thank you,
Lord.
Well, go off. We beat and we bang and we try. To feed the church real food that's convenient for the soul. I will take you to the port of glory. I will never hear no result. Nobody has been saved. Nobody had an announcement about it. What's wrong?
Yeah.
People won't go to the house of God. They won't hear the word of God. They won't eat from the master's table. What are you going to do with them? One day, is he going to say it's all enough?
That's right, Brother
T. Well, I'm glad to be eating from the first fruit.
Amen.
I'm glad to be eating. I listen from the true vine where there's no harm.
Yeah.
You can take every word of this word. There ain't no harm in it. You can face the world. Listen. How wild is the world?
Amen.
Listen, but there's one day,
and
he's going to revenge them that's under the altar, praying and crying out, God, Lord, when will you revenge our blood that's set upon the altar? One day, we're going to step out on the cloud of glory, and I will be glad that I have eat from the first fruit and the porridge of the pot. That ain't no harm in.
That's right. Amen.
If you're trying to mix it up,
right.
If he shred the wild gourds into the pot, it's like a man trying to live for God in the church the wiles of the devil outside. Listen, we come clean with God. I just write it off.
That's right.
No such a pottage is going to make heaven.
Right.
Except it be clean.
Right.
You get what I see?
Right.
You see, get what? That I've been talking about. I listen, we can't mix the wiles of the devil and the goodness of God together and get a blessing.
That's right.
Whether saved or we're lost, ain't no two ways about it.
That's right. One of them. Praise
listen. People will be donking around with every little old thing just to keep them from hearing the true word of God.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I went to church, but I don't know what the preacher said. Then it was in vain. It was in vain for me to do everything I could do to bring to you something that would take us to heaven.
Yeah.
We need to be about the Father's business.
That's right. Amen.
Now, these boys may have something that they can add to this. But
right.
I tell you what, I'm glad I got to be eaten from the real vine.
Yeah.
He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husband man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That vine produces good fruit.
Yeah, that's right.
Into the pot.
Yeah.
That we can live off of day after day after day.
Right.
Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 little fishes.
Yeah.
And he made a way for me to feed the whole world if they could hear me and cooperate with me and eat from the master table from out of the word of God.
Right.
And I know I've done a poor job trying to get this message out. I've been worried about that. 2 or 3 days, I just had my mind in it. I wanted to serve it up to you in a way that you can receive it.
Yep.
Listen, If there's ever been a time that we've been or be eaten from the first fruit, it's still good. The first fruit, I will never decay. I will never rot. I listen, and it will be good all the way. And it'll be worth it.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Good preaching.
But let me tell you something. You know right now, in your heart, you know if you're eating from a mixed pot, that there's death in it.
Amen.
Started off with good food.
Yeah.
But this man shredded up a wild gourd into the good food. And as they begin to eat, oh man of God, there's death in the pot. If there's death in our soul this morning, Jesus said we can live.
That's right.
Repent of your sins.
Yep.
Come clean with God.
That's right.
And with the Word of God, and we can make a home.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
I'm glad to be saved. I don't care to tell the world the goodness of God. Living here, Job said, is a few days and full of trouble.
That's right. Amen.
Few days and full of trouble. Yeah. If a man died, will he live again?
Right.
Old Job said, all of my appointed time, all every day that I live, every minute that I live, I will wait till my change comes and I'll be home free. Heaven to gain and hell to shun.
That's right.
And we need to be shunning it day after day after day. Can you hear me? Have you heard me? What are you going to do with it?
Bless the Lord.
I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. As she plays softly, I want us to stand. And you think about the food that you've been receiving.
Bless the Lord.
And how is it nourishment to your body? We're going to have prayer here in a little while. But I'm going to give you a chance to come. If you need to fix something in your life, if just things ain't going right for you, here's a good place to. He told servant, he said, bring meal, cast it in. Bring an honest heart and cast it in.
Yeah.
And he'll bless your soul. Anybody need to come? I've done my best. Try to bring you food that you can live with.
Amen.
And go to heaven.
Yeah.
Would it be one?